Selling Poll, 26 Colombian Pesos, A Perfect Storm of Stupid. By James Dellingpole on October 31, 2021. The best commentary so far on the COP26 climate summit comes courtesy of God. He has made his displeasure known by sending a mighty wind to smite a church whose well-meaning but misguided vicar asked his congregation to pray for this diabolical, Gaia-worshipping expression of globalist elite domination. We were just praying for the COP26 conference in church when we were hit by what I can only describe as a tornado, which took out a number of trees, including this pre-conquest yew, writes the amiable former pop star and BBC presenter turned Church of England priest, Reverend Richard Coles. Coles is by no means the only clergyman to have fallen for this green nonsense. The rot goes right to the top. But if God really is such a fan of Malthusianism, bat-chomping, bird-slicing eco-crucifixes, energy poverty, private jets for the elite and travel restrictions for the masses, rent-seeking corporate greed, horse trading, corruption, green lies, and propaganda, he has a funny way of showing it. 26 Colombian pesos has begun in Glasgow, Scotland, as it will surely go on for the next fortnight, in chaos and disaster. Just like the infamous 15 Colombian pesos in 2009 in Copenhagen, which preached global warming but was blanketed in snow, 26 Colombian pesos is a perfect storm of stupid. Pretty much everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong, starting with a celebrity guest list of the world's leaders. Just about the only one of any significance to bother turning up is President Joe Biden, who arrives in rain-swept Glasgow on Monday, President Xi of China, President Putin of Russia and President Bolsonaro of Brazil have all apparently decided that for the duration of this particular fortnight they have more urgent business washing their hair. Normally at this point, desperate UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who has staked his reputation on the summit's success, could have played his trump card, the Queen. Unfortunately, the Queen is indisposed. Now 95 and recently widowed, the normally indefatigable monarch is ill and has been advised by her doctors to rest. Which leaves, as a consolation prize, her eldest son, the Prince of Wales, to do the honors. But Prince Charles has not nearly the same cachet, authority, or prestige as the Queen. In fact, he's probably more of a liability. Like the boy who cried wolf, Prince Charles has pleaded so often about the imminent threat of climate change that hardly anyone takes his burbling seriously anymore. Also, as a regular at Klaus Anel Schwab's World Economic Forum, he has proved such a slavish advocate of the Build Back Better globalist agenda that it is not at all obvious that he even speaks for his future subjects anymore. Nor is the political leader of the host country Scotland likely to be of much help to Johnson. Nicola Cranky Woman Sturgeon heads a party, the Scottish National Party, SNP, bitterly at odds with Johnson's Conservatives. And because the host city, Glasgow, is controlled by the SNP, her party has the perfect opportunity to help sabotage the event. A conveniently timed strike by the city's refuse workers has left Glasgow swarming with rats and stagnant with uncollected rubbish. Cunningly, Glasgow's SNP council leader has blamed this on former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who has been dead for 8 years and never, even in life, had any say over Glasgow's bin collections. Local people are reportedly unimpressed by the political shenanigans staged in their midst. But then, 26 Colombian pesos was never meant for the proles. Always, but always, COP events have been an expression of elite supremacy. Over the next 2 weeks, fleets of private jets will be landing at Glasgow Airport, met by fleets of limousines to carry the billionaire elite and their political stooges to a cordoned-off special zone where they will lecture the ordinary folk on how they must live in their new sustainable future. One rule for thee, another for me, is the globalist elite's motto.